What happens when you mix one accidental murder with 2,000 wedding guests and then toss in a possible curse on three generations of an immigrant Chinese Indonesian family? You get four meddling Asian aunties coming to the rescue. That's according to Jesse Q. Sutanto's new debut adult novel, Dial A for Aunties. It's a mix of comedy and culture, romance and mystery, centered around an accidental murder. Joining me now from Indonesia with a bit of a shaky connection is writer Jesse Q. Sutanto. Very early on in Dial A for Aunties, your protagonist Maddie agrees to a blind date and it ends terribly. Jake is a creep, and after an altercation on the way home, there's an accident and Jake is no more. It's kind of a dark beginning. What inspired you to work a story around this?
The very beginning of the inspiration were the aunties. I just knew that I wanted to write a book about meddlesome aunties. But each time I tried, the story came out too serious. So then I thought, well, what if I threw in something really ridiculous, like a dead body? And so then that happened. And, you know, I wanted to make sure that, like, the guy who dies was, like, a really irredeemable character, you know?
Let's talk a little bit more about Maddie's aunts. They kind of got her into this mess because they set her up on this blind date. But then they also help her cover it up. And in general, this group of women are such a powerful force in this story. Can you describe a little bit about the dynamics of this group of women and how they hold such an influence over Maddie?
They're very much based on my real uncles and aunties, because my actual family is really huge and very, very tight-knit. And my husband, after he read the book, he was like, oh my God, I really feel like if you killed me, your family would totally help you hide the body. And so that was 100% like based on my real family. And the dynamics, like the, you know, one of my favorite things about the aunts is that they're always bickering with each other, and that is totally also based on my family. There's always like rivalries and competition and shifting alliances. You know, like my dad would be like, we are not talking to, you know, fourth auntie all of a sudden, you know, things like that. So there was a lot of material to draw on for the book.
Now, I'm assuming that some of your aunties have read this, and are any of them kind of competing with each other to figure out or to claim that they are this particular aunt in the book or that particular aunt?
No, their English is not good enough for them to read the book, fortunately for me. But my mom did read it, and I was very sneaky and made sure to scramble up all of the characteristics. And she didn't know who was who until I told her. And then she was like, ah, I should have known. But some of my cousins are reading it, so they might tell on me. I don't know.
You just kind of admitted that some of the characters are based on characteristics of your family. I'm wondering if any of the main character, Maddie herself, comes from parts of your life.
Yeah, so she is a wedding photographer, and I used to be a wedding photographer when I lived in England. So that's very much based on my own experiences. None of the murder is based on me.
Yeah, that's something you probably wouldn't be admitting in an interview. So you did have a background as a photographer, but I'm curious to know when you knew that you wanted to be a writer.
So while I was doing wedding photography, I was also writing. So that was 10 years ago now. And wedding photography was actually kind of the perfect, you know, job to have, because it only happens like on weekends. So then on weekdays, I had free time to write.
We're talking with writer Jesse Q. Sutanto here on KAXE KBXE. Her new book is a comedy slash romance slash mystery called Dial A for Aunties. In your note to the reader in Dial A for Aunties, there's a couple of things that I really would love to talk about. One, your grandparents emigrated to Indonesia, and eventually your parents sent you on to Singapore from Indonesia. Can you tell us a little bit about this history of emigration that is your history?
So all four of my grandparents were originally from China. And like one of my grandfathers had such an amazing story. I mean, he came here, I think he said he was like 2 years old, and he literally came here in a cage on a ship, obviously. And then he was sold at a market to a family that literally bought him. So, you know, he was just such an incredible person. I think the other three of my grandparents were a little bit more privileged than that. So they all grew up in Indonesia. They changed their names from Chinese names to Indonesian names because they wanted to integrate fully into the society. But then in the 90s, there were riots between the native Indonesians and the Chinese community. So my parents sent me and my brother and the rest of my cousins, all of us like were sent to Singapore because it was a lot safer. And so that was where my cousins and I kind of grew up. And that kind of caused the gap between us and our parents, the language barriers that we now have.
Yeah, I'd like to talk a little bit more about language. You also point out that as a result, like you just said, of all this moving around, you've got within your family this mishmash of languages. Mm-hmm. And you also kind of tried to replicate this in your book when you try to communicate with your aunts. Can you tell us more about that? Like, what is that like at family gatherings when you've got all these languages flying about?
It's really chaotic. And I think like my family, they're just so used to me speaking really bad Indonesian. Because I moved to Singapore when I was like 7 years old. So I have the vocabulary of a seven-year-old. And, you know, when I talk to them, it's very, very awkward. And but they're very patient with me. And we just kind of switch back and forth. When I get stuck, then I just use like an English word. So they're very understanding about that.
I understand Dial A for Aunties is your first adult novel. You had a young adult book published earlier this year, but can you tell me what the experience writing for an adult audience was like for you?
It's so interesting because writing for a teenage experience, I felt like a fraud because I felt like really old, you know, and I had to look up teenage slang and stuff like that. But then writing for an adult audience, I also felt like a fraud because I was like, oh, I'm not an adult. Like, how am I supposed to know things? So I guess I just feel like an imposter, like either way.
Despite her insecurities as a writer, Jesse Q. Sutanto has written a heartfelt and funny novel about love and family. Dial A for Aunties is available now. It's What We're Reading. I'm Tammy Bobrowski. Jesse.